God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He wants everybody. What did Peter, 2 Peter, I don't have it, 2 Peter, I think it's 2 Peter 3:9. It is not God's will that any man should perish, but all should come to what? Repentance. All should be saved. That's his will. All men should be saved. So let's go on. Let's go a little further. Because I want to talk about love here. He that believeth on him is not what? See that? But your mind, the devil, and your flesh, and all that, after you're repentant, they'll try to, he'll bring condemnation. But you ask yourself the question, do I really believe on him? If I do, well, I'm not condemned. But he that believeth not what? Is what? Condemned already. If I believe on him, he removes the condemnation. Hallelujah. But if I don't believe him, I'm already condemned, because when he came to this world, it was a condemned world. And my only way out is to believe him and what he's done. And his love was so real, his love was so true, that he gave himself to take our place, to take our pain, to take our suffering. Give me Acts 2:24. Acts 2:24. Can y'all put that up? I knew it. The Lord, follow him. All right, you got it? Whom God has raised up from the dead, having what? Loose the pain. Notice that's plural. Loose what? The pains of death, because it was not what? Possible that he should be holding of it. It was yours. It was your death. It was mine. The pain of death has been loose. It can't hold you. Jesus freed you from it. He's been loose from the pain of death. Give me the next one. Let's go just a little further. For David spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my faith. For he's on my right hand that I should not be moved. Keep going. Therefore did my heart what? Rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall what? Rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. And I was preaching, I think I told this one time, but and I was just a young squirt in the preaching. Didn't know much, but I knew how to read a scripture too. And I was preaching, and I said, Jesus went to hell. Boy, if they had false teeth, we had to gather them up, because they would have been gone. Because they would have sure lost them. But he said, and that, you know, people read the Bible, but they don't believe what they read. They just read through it. It says right there, just a plain, see, this is talking about Jesus. How can you leave somebody somewhere they've never been? And so he said, but because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thine Holy One to see what? Corruption. Thou has made known to him the way of life, the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. This is why Jesus did what he did, so you could have this life. So don't let the devil get over on you anymore. Hallelujah. Don't let him do rob you and your home, your children, and all the provision God had made for you to enjoy. Don't stop him tonight. Are you hearing me? That you know that what Jesus did when he finished, he left you clean. He left you free. I have a person, and it's good when you can return us more than one time and have more than one encounter with them. And every time I see him, he asked me how I'm doing. And then he said, and I asked him, he said, "More better than I deserve. Better than I deserve." See that cliche, that kind of stuff. You deserve it because Jesus qualified you. And see, you leave Satan a loophole so he can, so when you start working stuff in your life, you think you deserve to go through that because you don't think you deserve to live a good life. You deserve to live happy, joyful, free, prosper. You deserve to put your head on the pillow and sleep like a baby. You deserve that. You deserve all your needs met. You deserve to live in a house and not have a roof on your head, bills paid, vehicle to travel, thing, whatever you need to do in life, all any kind of appliance you need to make you comfortable and cause your life to work better. You deserve that. Did y'all hear what I said? But we'll look at somebody over there and say, "Yeah, they deserve." But I don't. No, no, no. If you're a child of God, you deserve the best. Why? Because he gave you the best. If the best wasn't for you, he never would have made provision for it. So let's get to the hurts and pain. That's where we're driving it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the first step to overcome? Well, the first step to overcoming the hurtful thing, the first thing you need to do is get born again. If you're born again, and the next thing you need to do is get filled with the Holy Spirit. And no, most people don't talk about that. I say, let me change that. Too many don't talk about that. It's not enough us believers make that clear about our faith walk. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to be praying in tongues every day. Every day. That should be a lifestyle. Just like you do not go through a day on this earth without breathing, do you? If you do, you'll be dead while you're here. You need to be praying in tongues every day. You need to overcome those things. And see, for the flesh to have been trained to not practice that for years, and you start out, that flesh is going to fight you. It's going to give you all kind of excuses. It's going to tell you all kind of stuff, how you look foolish and you on this and that. You just make up your mind, make a decision in your heart. I don't care what they say. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what they say about me. I'm going to pray in tongues. And you got that private time. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first thing you need to do is get born again, get filled with the Spirit. Then if you're straight away and you were brought up in the faith, in the church, not just the church. You were born again, you were in the church, but you strayed away because you didn't get good instruction from the church at home and all that, and you strayed away. Now you're hurting. You feel bad. And you know what the devil's saying? He's you going back. Nobody care about you.